告，我们低头，我们再有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for another word of prayer.
主啊，这个时间是属于你的。
Lord, this time belongs to you.
是你把我们聚在你的面前。
You have gathered us before you.
主啊，但愿没有什么拦阻我们的心与你的交通。
Be there no hindrance for us to fellowship heart to heart.
主啊，让我们的心完全向你来敞开。
That we open our hearts completely to you.
主，我们何等需要你常对我们说话。
Lord, how we need you to speak to us.
救我们从黑暗中出来。
Deliver us from darkness.
使我们能够真的行在光中。
That we truly can walk in the light.
主啊，我们真的向你呼求。
Lord, we cry out to you.
但愿我们不管在哪一个情况里面，我们都回转归向。
That no matter in what circumstances, we will return to you.
主啊，今天早晨。愿你有话对我们说
Lord, may you speak to us this morning,
使我们能够遇见你这位活的主
that we will meet you, the living God,
我们都起来好好跟随你
that we will rise up to follow you,
奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus Christ's name we pray, Amen.
刚刚我们弟兄谈到说这个主快回来了
Our brother mentioned that the Lord is coming
这次在东岸的特会里面
in theConference, East Coast Conference.
江弟兄一直讲了一句话。
Brother Kong keep saying a word.
他说 "Are you ready?"
He keep saying "Are you ready?"
他一个信息里面就一直重复这句话 "Are you ready?"
In his messages, he kept repeating "Are you ready?"
你准备好见主了吗
？Are you ready to meet the Lord?
我们说现在是在一个末后，真的很末后的时代。
He said this is really at the end of times.
在科技、道德。经济、政治上面
in technology and morality and in politics and in economy
在这几个方面都告诉我们我们已经走到最末后的时候
all these areas have pointed us that we are truly walking in the end of time
你知道在建巴别塔的时候那时候科技非常好
when you were building the Tower of Babel the technology was very advanced
所以那时候的人要把那个塔要建造能够通天的。
At that time, they wanted to build the tower all the way to the heavens.
神不容许。
Lord did not allow it.
神来到地上把它破坏掉。
God came to the earth and destroyed it.
今天的科技的发达是快到你没办法想象的。
Today's technology is beyond us.
人都准备到 Mars 是什么？火星去住了。
People are prepared to live on Mars.
你发现神是不容许这件事发生的。
God does not allow such a thing to happen.
建巴别要通天，去火星不是也是要出去了吗
？To build the Tower of Babel is to go all the way up to the heavens. The same with going to Mars.
所以这个是催促主要动手。
This is to hasten the Lord's Lord's hand to be on us.
道德上面
，in morality.
我们知道索多玛因为犯了同性恋的罪
In Sodom where they have this sin of homosexuality
神最后降火烧了两个城
The Lord destroyed and burned the two cities
我们知道现在这个同性恋这个合法都到了亚洲了
This they legalized gay marriage and it has gone all the way to Asia too
我们知道这个速度也去得非常的快
It was in a very fast speed.
很快的全球会通过这些事
Very quickly the whole world will legalize gay marriage
你要知道神不容许这样子
We have to know that God does not allow such a thing
我们看军事政治
In terms of military and politics
你发现世局是非常的混乱
The circumstances is chaotic
现在世界上几个国家的强人都去当总统。
Many mighty ones are in a position of president.
又北朝鲜这个一直在看他的导弹要飞多远。
The North Korea is trying to see how far the missile can go.
当一个人是被罪控制住，而不是被神控制的话。
When a person is being controlled by sin and not by God.
那是自我毁灭。
Then it's self-destruction.
我们再来看经济
And we look at economy.
我们现在看到说报纸啊新闻都说、哦、现在经济比较好
We look at the newspapers and they said that the economy is getting better
我们不要去看这些的这个叫做幻觉
This is kind of an illusion
我最近读了一篇文章
I've come across an article.
因为美金已经不行了。
The U.S. dollar is no longer a good value.
所以政府在出了一个叫做 Bitcoin.
The government has come up with a Bitcoin.
这个 Bitcoin 以后要换成 Fed coin.
The Bitcoin is going to change into Fed coin.
它这个东西哈，因为这个太多人在印假钞，所以它这个东西没办法给你翻印。
A lot of people are counterfeiting money, so this kind of coin is you cannot counterfeit it.
在搞这个的时候，他们开始以前我们说、啊、这个科技会把所有你的资料摆一个小米粒里面。
In the past, we mentioned that technology enables all the information to be just collected and put into a little grain.
他们现在做出来不是一个小米粒。
Now they have come up with, but it's not a grain.
这个它放在一个 dime 上面 ，dime 我们知道 dime 有多大哈？这个放在上面，它那一个东西可以摆一百个在一个 dime 的上面。
This, you know how big the dime is, so this particular thing that they come up with can you can fit 100 of them into on the size of a dime.
然后准备是摆在人的手上。
And it's prepared to put on the hands of people.
我读了一篇，他们在预测2020年就要大量的出产。
I read the article that they're going to produce this, a lot of this in 2020.
我们要说我们现在离开2020有多久？
How far are we away from 2020?
所以我们求主给我们知道好了，如果我们今天真的信主，没时间给我们在这里再发梦。
Then we ask the Lord to help us that if we truly believe in the Lord, then there is no time for dreams.
因为圣经明说的，到时候做买卖就是一定要靠那个东西。
The Bible clearly states that when you do buying and selling trading, you have to use that.
但是如果你把那个摆在你手上或者额上，神的家就没你份。
But if you truly put it on your hand or on your forehead, then you have no share of heart in God's house.
或者这样说哈，生命册上就没你名字了。
Or in other words, the book of life will no longer have your name.
所以但愿我们不要在梦中过日子。
That we will not pass our days in dreams.
我们能够被主唤醒，我们怎么样来过我们该过的日子。
That will be awakened by the Lord and live a life that to know how to live our lives before Him.
我们来读几段的圣经，好不好
？We'll read a few passages in the Bible.
翻到这个以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章第十六节
Chapter 5 verse 16
你们 要爱惜光阴因为现今的世代邪恶
Redeeming the time because the days are evil
要爱惜光阴因为现今的时代邪恶
Redeeming the time because the days are evil
希伯来书第三章
Hebrews chapter 3
希伯来书第三章第十三十四节
Chapter 3 verses 13 and 14
总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑心里就刚硬了
But exhort one another daily while it is called today lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin for we are
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份。
For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
第四，马太福音第六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33
大家很熟悉的，但是我还是希望大家很注意这一节圣经。
We are very familiar, but I want you to pay attention to this verse.
你们要先求他的果与他的义。这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
你们要先求他的果和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
哥罗西书第十二章。
Colossians chapter
2. 哥罗西书第二章。第六、第七节。
Chapter 2, verses 6 and 7.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长。
As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
最后来看，还是哥罗西书第一章第九、第十节。
Colossians chapter 1 verses 9 and 10.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡是蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understandingthat you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
这里说结果子。
Here to be fruitful.
我们不要只有结叶子，却没有果子。
We do not want to just bear leaves and not fruit.
我还是有点负担要跟弟兄姊妹交通，这是夏令会的信息。
I still have the burden to share with you the messages in the retreat.
我们刚刚读以弗所书第五章十六节。
When we are reading Ephesians chapter 5,
他说要爱惜光阴。
To redeeming the time.
英文写赎回你的时间。
In English is redeeming your time.
这是说我失去了很多的时间，我希望赎回。
It means that I have lost a lot of time. I hope I can redeem it.
这可以说我太晚信主了，求主给我赎回我。
It can mean that I come to the Lord very late in life. May the Lord help me to redeem all the time that has been lost.
或者我信主，但是我把时间全部用在别的地方。现在我醒过来，求主给我赎回我的时间。
Oh, I have believed in the Lord and I have used all the time on other things, but now I realize that I want to ask the Lord to let me redeem the lost time.
我们可以把时间用在读书、工作、家庭、孩子。
We can use our time on our studies, our work, our family, our kids, and our pleasure.
只有你看见我真的在浪费许多时间，你就会向主喊出来说：“主啊，让我赎回我失去的时间。”
It is only when we see that indeed we have wasted a lot of time that we will plead and cry out to the Lord that let us redeem our time.
我们知道我们的时间是蛮紧迫的。
We know our time is
We are in a very serious time. 你知道这光阴这个字哈，在希腊文里面也可以翻作机会。
In the word time in Greek, you can interpret it as opportunities.
他说你要爱惜机会。
To love opportunities.
一个满意于目前生活的人。
One who's complacent with the life today.
一定是失去机会的。
And it's one who will lose all the opportunities.
因为他认为他还有很多的机会。
Because the person feels that, oh, I have more opportunities.
因为他这样想，他就不知道他失去了多少的机会。
Because of how the person thinks, then they didn't know how much opportunities they have lost.
你我可以成为一个抓住机会的人吗？
Can we be one who grab hold of opportunities?
我们弟兄在夏令会里面讲到说，我们要抓住时机来侍奉主。
Our brother mentioned in the retreat that we have to grapple up opportunities to serve the Lord.
我们是否一个是抓住机会的人呢？
Are we one who grapple up opportunities?
我们弟兄用玛利亚能够膏耶稣这件事做例子。
Our brother used Mary that she can anoint the Lord as an example.
所有人都是等主耶稣死了埋葬了准备主日去膏他的身体。
The rest wanted to wait till he's died, he buried, and they prepare to go and embalm to anoint him later.
但很可惜的，到那个时候主已经复活了，没机会告他。
But what a shame that at that moment. woman the Lord has already resurrected. They have no opportunity left.
只有玛利亚在主耶稣死之前就告他。
Only Mary, she was able to anoint the Lord before he died.
主耶稣给的 comment 和这个，他说是为我安葬而告我的。
The Lord commented that it's for his burial that she anointed him.
主耶稣看到人心里面去。
The Lord saw all the way into person's heart.
他知道玛利亚的膏不是随便这样膏一个，是为着他安葬。
He knew that Mary did not just anoint him for no reason. It's because it's for his burial.
在这个膏耶稣的事，只有玛利亚做了。
For this matter of anointing the Lord, only Mary did it.
所有人都太晚了，都失去这个机会。
It was too late for the rest of them. They lost that opportunity.
我们弟兄就跟我们提到说，你要侍奉主，抓住机会。
So our brother mentioned to us that to serve the Lord, we need to grab hold of opportunity.
机会不等你。
The opportunity does not wait for you.
过了就是过。
Once it's passed, it's passed.
我们知道了十个童女的故事哈。
We know the story of the 10 virgins.
那如果你不知道的，你看到马太福音第二十五章。
In Matthew chapter
25. 我们知道那段故事里面，我就不读了哈。
I wouldn't read the whole story.
里面讲到有十个童女，五个聪明，五个愚拙的。
There were 10 virgins, five were wise and five were foolish.
很多人解这段圣经说五个聪明是基督徒，五个愚拙的不是基督徒。
Many were interpreted as five, the wise ones are the one who are Christians and the other foolish ones are non-Christians.
但是如果你要看他十个的身份是一样的，都是童女。
But if you look at them, all of them are virgins.
你在圣经里面讲到心腹。
When the Bible mentions the bride, that's mentioning the church.
但是圣经讲的童女是讲的个别的基督徒。
When the Bible mentions the virgins, it's individual Christians.
保罗曾经在哥林多后书里面这样说。
Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians.
我把你们如同贞洁的童女献给主，献给基督。
I betroth you to Christ as virgins.
所以我们知道圣经的里面讲到童女都是我们个别每一个的基督徒。
So we know that when the Bible mentioned the virgins, it's individual Christians.
所以我们知道他们身份一样的。
So their
status
is the same.
他们都是蒙恩得救的基督徒。
They are all being saved by grace.
但是他们都死了。
But they all have died.
所以当主耶稣回来，他们复活了。
But when the Lord returns, they were resurrected.
甚至第二个提到说，他们都去迎接新郎。
So it mentioned that they went to meet the Lord, meet the groom.
第一个，世人不迎接我们的主。
We know that first thing, the people of the world do not go and meet the Lord.
只有神的儿女知道我们的主要回来。
Only the children of God know that the Lord is returning.
也只有在那个时间，就神的儿女会复活的，世人还没复活。
And at that time, only the children of God will be resurrected, not the unbelievers yet.
所以这是信徒来迎接主。
So these are believers coming to meet the Lord.
第三个，他们都有火把，都有灯。
They all have torch. They all have light.
圣经里面说要有灯，要有火，因为里面有油。
The Bible said to have the light, to have the torch, because you have to have oil.
他们十个都有油。
All 10 of them have oil.
唯一差别是什么？
What's the only difference?
五个聪明的油多，五个愚拙的油少。
The wise ones have more oil and the foolish ones have less.
我们要问什么是油？
We have to ask what is the oil?
我们知道油最基本的就是内住的圣灵。
Oil very basically is the indwelling spirit.
每个信主的你都有这个内住的圣灵。
All who believe in the Lord, you have the Holy Spirit in
you. 如果你没有内住的圣灵，你还不能够称为是基督徒。
If you do not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you cannot call yourself a Christian.
你只是在这里做一个假冒的人。
You are only a counterfeit.
圣经明说的。
The Bible stated very clearly.
见主的时候。
When you meet the Lord.
在神的家去见主的时候。
When the house of God go to meet the Lord.
里面有麦子与稗子。
There is the wheat and the tares.
麦子是有，内住是圣灵。
The wheat has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
稗子是没有内住的圣灵。
And the tares do not.
所以我们不可以假冒。
So we cannot counterfeit this.
宁可今天就知道，不要那天才知道。
You're rather that you know it today than to wait till that day to know it.
所以我们知道都有油。
So we know they all have oil.
都有圣灵在那。
They all have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
那我们要问了，那多的油是什么？
And what is the more oil?
你发现当那个五个愚拙的去问他说，哎，你可以借点油给我吗？
When the foolish ones ask from the wise one, can you give us some of your oil?
他说没办法借你。
He says that we can.
这个油要自己得到。
You have to gain this yourself.
你去买。
Go buy some.
所以他们就去买。
So they went out to buy.
我们不知道那时候可以怎么买。
We don't know how they can buy it.
不过他们回来的时候门就关了。
But when they returned, the door was closed.
The door is shut.
The wall was shut.
完全把他们拒绝在门外。
They were rejected outside the door.
这个 extra oil, 这个是不是多余的？这个是多出来的油。是用代价得到的。
This oil has to be gained, has to be bought with price, a cost.
这个多出来的油，乃是圣灵，不只是内住，还是永义的、丰满的圣灵的在里面。
Not only the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, but the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这个需要你代价去得到的。
The overflowing that has to be gained by a cost.
这个比喻告诉我们说，这个油你见主的时候才去付代价太晚了。
This parable tells us that this oil, if you go and buy it at that time when you meet the Lord, it is too late.
你要得那个油，今天就要得那多的油。
If you want to gain that oil, you have to gain it today.
所以我们要抓住机会来加这个油。
So we have to grab our opportunity to add the oil.
五个愚拙的就是失去这个机会了。
The five foolish ones, they lost that opportunity.
他们可能在地上生活的时候，他忙着做其他的。
Maybe they were busy with doing other things when they were living on this earth.
但是我们今天知道了，我们还活在地上。
Today we still live on this earth.
可能很短的时间。
Maybe very short time.
求主赎回我失去的时间。
That may we be able to redeem our time.
我们抓住机会，能够增加我们该有的圣灵，能够丰满在我们里面。
That we grab our opportunity that the Holy Spirit can be full in us.
我们现在问了，我怎么得到呢
？But how do we gain this？
所以我刚刚跟大家读很熟悉的那段话。
That we have read the familiar passage from.
你们要先求他的果与他的义。
That we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这个也是夏令会英文聚会里面的一个题目。
And it was also the topic of the English group during the retreat.
什么是他的国？
What is His kingdom?
什么是他的义？
What is His righteousness?
讲简单的说，他的国就是他掌权的地方。
Simply speaking, His kingdom is where He reigns.
他的义就是他行事的法则，他的原则。
His righteousness is the principle of his ways.
或者他做事的方法。
The method that he does things.
我们先来讲他的。
Let's first talk about his kingdom.
神的国就是神掌权的地方。
His kingdom is where he reigns.
我们知道实际上在地上会显出来他掌权的是在千年国。
In reality, when he truly reigns, it's during the millennium.
That is 将来的事。
That is in the future.
我们要说今天神的国在哪里。
But today, where is the kingdom of God?
今天神能够掌权的在哪里呢？
Today, where can the Lord reign?
我提三方面。
I'll mention three parts.
一个在你身上。
One in you.
你让主在你身上掌权。
Do you let the Lord reign in you?
如果你让主在你身上掌权，神的国就在你身上。
If you let the Lord reign in you, then the Lord's kingdom is God's kingdom is in you.
你不让主在你身上掌权，神的国不在你身上。
If you do not let Him reign in you, then God's kingdom is not in you.
你就失去
and you lost
让神在你身上掌权的机会。
You lost the opportunity for the Lord to reign in you.
所以当你让神在你里面掌权，神的国在你身上就要显出来。
When you let the Lord reign in you, then God's kingdom will be manifested in you.
第二个。
Secondly.
在你的家里，你让神掌权吗
？That you let the Lord, do you let the Lord reign in your house?
你们夫妻让神掌权吗
husband and wife, do you let the Lord reign?
如果你让神掌权，神的国要在你家中显出来。
If you let the Lord reign in you, then the Lord King, God's kingdom will be revealed in your household.
如果你不愿意，你失去在家里能够彰显神在这里有他的地位。
If you are not willing, then you lose the opportunity for the Lord to reign, to the reign, His reigning to be manifested there.
第三个
，Third，
在神的教会中，神的教会让神掌权。
In His church, does His church let Him reign?
如果教会愿意让他掌权
，If the church is willing to let Him reign,
神的国度。主的国度在教会就显了。
God's kingdom will be manifested here.
如果你不愿意
，If you're unwilling，
那神的家不知道在做什么。
Then we don't know what the house of God is doing.
所以我们要问，神的国今天在哪
？We have to ask where is God's kingdom.
对我们每一个人，我们都要问，神的国在哪
？We have to ask ourselves where is the kingdom of God.
神的国在我身上。
Is God's kingdom in me？
神的国在我家里。
Is God's kingdom in my house?
神的国在我所聚会的教会里。
Is God's kingdom in the gathering that I gather?
哪里让神掌权
？Wherever the Lord can reign.
神的国就在那。
And there is the kingdom of God.
我们今天要问，我们的灯是有油，所以会亮。
We have to ask today, does our Lamb have light?
我们有那加多出来的油吗
？Do we have that oil, enough oil?
我们今天愿意抓住机会去加油吗
？Today are we willing to grab an opportunity to gain that oil?
我们有没有抓住机会对主说，请你进来我生命中，在我里面做王掌权？
Have we grappled up opportunity to ask the Lord that you will come into my heart and reign as king of my heart?
如果我没有这样邀请我们的主
If we have thus invited our Lord,
我们在就是在抓住机会跟主说，我要顺服你。
Then we are grabbing hold of opportunity and telling the Lord that yes, we want to submit to you.
我们有主在那里掌权，我们一定有个反应，就是我顺服你。
When the Lord is reigning, then we have a response that we will submit to Him.
我们不要讲说我们顺服主的机会很多，这一件不顺服无所谓。
Don't say that, oh, I have lots of opportunity to submit to the Lord. It's just this one thing. It's okay that I don't
submit. 你一个不顺服无所谓，两个不顺服，你发现了一直都不顺服。
One is okay, and two and more, then you find you cannot submit to the Lord.
顺服主是要抓住机会。
Submission to the Lord, you need to grab hold of opportunity.
如果我们不警醒，我们会失去许多的机会。
If we are not watchful, then we will lose many opportunities.
顺服主。
To submit to the Lord.
那是顺服主，摆在我周遭的人、环境。
It means to submit to the who the Lord has put around me and the circumstances that He has allowed.
这才叫做我们让主掌权，顺服主在主的权柄。
That is to let the Lord reign, and we submit under the authority of the Lord.
这也是马太福音里面说，先求他的国。
And this is to in the Matthew seek first the kingdom of God.
第二个，我们要一看什么是他的义。
And we'll look at secondly, we're going to look at what is His righteousness.
他在这里说，你是我神做事的原则。
The principle of how God does things.
我们有起来。抓住机会来寻找神你什么做事的原则
Have we grappled opportunity to see what the principle of how God does things?
你去找了，你是不是愿意跟着去行呢
？When you find it, are you willing to follow and do it His way?
如果你找到又不行，那你不一定找得到。
If you find it and you're not willing to follow and act upon it, then maybe you can't find it at all.
我们今天要问，我是真的竭力愿意找到神你工作的原则，而我要跟的。
Do I strive to find out the way He does things, His principle of doing things, and I'm willing to follow?
或者我无所谓。
Or I don't care at all.
你知道一个无所谓的人。
If you're one who care less about things,
总特别对主的事无所谓的。
Especially to matters of God.
我们关于主的事是永远一直都是迷糊的。
And we are always very kind of confused about God's things.
我们对主的事一直不清楚。
And we are not clear about His ways.
我们就会失去许多的机会。
Then we'll lose many opportunities.
我只愿意在这里交通几件关于神做事的原则。
I want to fellowship with you a few things.In regards to following his principles, the way he does things.
我们来看这个路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章第二十三节。
Verse 23.
这个That's not the one that I want to read.马可福音九章二十三节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 23.
马可福音第九章第二十三节。
Mark chapter 9, verse 23.
耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”
Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes."
神有一个原则。
God has a principle.
就是你先信，后来能够看见。
First believe, and then you can see.
或者我曾经讲了，先顺服，你后来就明白。
Or in other words, you obey first, and then you understand.
主耶稣对这个人，这个应该是父亲哈，说这个哈，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
So the Lord said to him, "If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes."
你如果能信。在信的人必要看见那个结果。
If you can believe, then to those who believe, you can see the result.
彼得能够相信主的话，他就走在水上。
Peter can believe in the Lord's word and he can walk on water.
当他看自己、看环境，把他就掉到水里。
When he looked at himself and the environment, he fell into the water.
所以，如果我们真的要认识主。我们必须走在这条信心的路上。
We have to walk on this way, path of faith if we truly want to know the Lord.
信心这件事必须自己走过的。
In this matter of faith, you have to walk yourself.
那才是你第一手。
That is first hand.
你都是听别人的。
You're just listening to others.
你永远是第二手。
It's always the second hand.
弟兄姊妹我要很严肃跟弟兄姊妹讲，你要第一手的走信心的路。
I tell you seriously that you have to walk the path of faith.
信心的路没有第二手的。
There is no second hand in this matter of faith.
我们要真正拿到这一个，我们必须就起步走。
To truly grapple of this, we have to rise up and start walking.
很多人会跟我说，我怕做错。
Many tell me that we're afraid to do something wrong.
我们的主是很有怜悯与恩典。
Our Lord is full of mercy and grace.
只要我们的心对主是单纯。
If our heart, only our heart is pure toward Him.
我们跟主说，这是现在我看的最清楚的主。
When we tell the Lord, this is the clearest I can see.
可能我根本还不够成熟，来明白你是不是要我这样走。
Maybe I'm not mature enough to understand if you truly want me to walk on this way.
现在是我最清楚，我走。
But this is the clearest I have before me, then I walk.
如果我错了，主告诉我。
Lord, if I'm wrong, tell me.
主会告诉我。
The Lord will tell us.
我们必须起步的。
But we have to take that first step and walk.
我们整天在那里怕做错，我跟你讲，掰在哪里没得走的。
If we are always afraid of making mistakes, then we just stand there, we cannot walk.
你知道那一千两银子的那个，我也不知道怎么做，就神会喜欢吗？干脆藏起来了。
The one with one talent, he said, I don't know how to do, I'll just bury it.
他什么都没做。
He didn't do anything.
主耶稣回来了。
The Lord came back.
主说，你不过不是。
And...
你没奖赏也没有惩罚。
You do not have any punishment or any reward.
No, 主的回答是你这又饿又懒的仆人。
The Lord did not answer him that way, but he said you're an evil and lazy servant.
说我们一定要走。
So we have to walk.
我们不是怕错。
Not to be afraid of making mistakes.
我们是愿意接受更正。
We are willing to accept adjustment.
我们有人 在旁边来跟踪我们是我们的福气。
To have someone to correct us and adjust us, this is blessing.
但是我们最大的问题，我们不愿意被人更正。
Our biggest problem is that we are unwilling for people to correct us.
到最后就没人更正。
Then in the end, nobody will correct us.
我们可以问自己，我们最近谁更正过我们？
We have to ask, lately, have anybody corrected us?
除了你的夫妻哈。
Besides your husband and your wife.
夫妻整天在更正的，一天过多少次？
Spouses, you know, you just corrected each other many times a day.
除了夫妻之外，有人还在更正你。
Besides your spouse, who else correct you?
可能你的孩子也会。
Maybe your kids will.
这个，但是我们要知道，我们今天，我或者弟兄姊妹单身的哈，这个有多，我们有被更正。
Maybe you're a single one, but how often are we being corrected?
我们愿意被更正。
Are we willing to be corrected?
所以这个哈，我们要抓住机会，明白神做事的原则。
So we have to grab hold of opportunity to understand the principle of His ways.
我们必须起步。
We have to begin our stepping forward.
能够走在这信心的路上。
To walk on this path of faith.
你发现摩西必须先伸杖，红海才分开。
Moses have to first put out his staff to part the Red Sea.
祭司脚要走进了约旦河，约旦河才分的。
The priests have to enter into the Jordan River before the waters parted.
你们听过我这个故事哈？
You may have heard my story.
有个姊妹。
There was a sister.
如果你听过，再听一次。
Maybe you have heard it. Just listen to it again.
她这个下巴是歪的。
Her jaw was untwisted.
我不知道女生哈，你下巴是歪什么感觉？应该每个访问一下。
I don't know other than girls if your jaw is twisted, how would you feel?
她一生就是苦读的。
She has bitterness in her all her life.
生在错的家里。
I'm born in a wrong family.
所以要信主。
So now believe in the Lord.
神对我太不公平。
The Lord is unfair to me.
同样是女孩，为什么她这么漂亮，我这个样子？
And same way we're girls, why is she so beautiful and I'm born this way?
基本上过不了日子。
And can't get through her life.
有一次她遇到一个传道人。
One time she met a preacher.
她又去埋怨。
So she went and complained.
这个传道人跟她说。你能否跟主说，我这一次我愿意接受你造我，绝对没错。
The preacher told her, "Are you willing to tell the Lord that you made no mistake when you made me?"
你既然造我是这样，我今天愿意接受你这个造。
You made me this way, and today I'm willing to accept that you created me this way.
这个话进入他心。
These words enter her heart.
他回去跟主说，我接受你。你一定有你的目的把我造成这样。
So she went home and she told the Lord, Lord, I accept this because you have your purpose when you made me.
我希望你在我身上的目的能够成全。
I hope that your purpose will be fulfilled in me.
他是多年或者一辈子以来第一次终于有笑容。
Many years for so long, this is the first time she was able to smile.
一年后。
A year later.
他又去见这个传道人。
She went to the preacher.
问传道你记得我吗？
She asked the preacher, "Do you remember me?"
传道人见太多人，他说我不认识。
This preacher has met a lot of people. He said, "No, I do not remember you."
他说就是我一年前也在这样的特会里面找过你。
I came here a year ago during such a conference.
你还记得那个歪着下巴的那个女生吗？
The girl with the twisted jaw.
那个传道人看她。
The preacher looked at her.
What happened to your jaw? 他说你的下巴怎么样了？
He asked, "What happened to your jaw?"
他说自从我能够接受主降造我。
She said that when I was able to accept that Lord has made me this way.
我的苦毒离开了。
My bitterness has gone.
我终于能够喜乐。
I can finally be joyful.
六个月后。
Six months later.
我在一个车祸。
It was an accident.
我的下巴被撞掉。
My jaw was broken during a car accident.
去到医院。
We were at the hospital.
医院医生问。
The doctor asked.
你要我把你的下巴摆回以前歪的呢，还是先把它弄正
？Do you want me to adjust your jaw to correct it straight or to be twisted as before?
她说如果可以把它弄正就弄正吧。
She said, well, if you can have it adjusted straight, then of course straight.
所以她把它弄正。
So it was straightened.
我跟你讲，神造人很奇妙，说这个一弄正，她就变得非常美丽的一个女孩。
The Lord is amazing. When it was straightened, she was beautiful.
所以很多人去整容是有原因的。
So many went for cosmetic surgery. Well, there are reasons for that.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是那个女孩
，Brothers and sisters, if you were the girl,
我们常常说，神啊，你对我的旨意是什么
？We often ask the Lord, Lord, what is your will for me?
神说，你真的想知道吗
？The Lord say, hey, you truly want to know it?
你不久之后有个撞车，下巴会掉。
When you have a car accident and your jaw will be broken,
那我可以把你更正回去的。
I can straighten it for you.
请问你坐车以后是怎么坐的？
When you are sitting in a car, how would you sit?
你一直把你的下巴对准某个地方。
Do you point your jaw towards a certain area?
那跟主祷告说，什么都不可以撞，就撞这个。
And you said, Lord, you can't hit other places. You have to hit the jaw.
你知道那是什么生活吗
？Do you know what kind of life that is?
那是疯疯癫癫的生活了。
It'll be a crazy life.
所以你要知道，不要去算命。
So don't go to have fortune teller.
我们去把生命交在爱我们的主的手中。
We commit our lives to the Lord who loves us.
我们就喜乐。
Then we can be joyful.
在他的时间里。
In his time.
他要怎么做，都行。
He can do however way he does it.
这有一句话哈，我就把英文先读给你们听哈。
I'll read it in English first.
我在讲中文，他这句话说 ，God can accomplish.A task in you, naturally or supernaturally, in His precise timing, to bring glory to Himself. 我再读一次哈。God can accomplish a task in you, naturally or supernaturally, in His precise timing, to bring glory to Himself. 中文就是说，神能够在你身上完成一个关乎你的事。自然成就的或者超自然成就在他特定的时间里最终是神的荣耀我希望你们记住这句话
I hope you remember this phrase, this word
我们要先信再见
You have to believe and then you can see
我们就抓住这句话
And we grapple up this word
没有一件事发生在我身上是偶然的
There's nothing that is by coincidence that has come to me.
他一定在他指定的时间里面完成，乃是让他的荣耀。
It's always in a precise timing to be completed to give him
glory. 不是照我的时间。
Not according to my time.
我们都想照自己的时间。
We all want to be according to
our
time.
所以我们的手都插进去了。
So we put our hands.
我们尽了所有我自己的方法。
We do our own method.
如果神爱我的话，所有方法都失败。
If the Lord loves us, then all our methods will fail.
但是如果我们有点心要主的话
If we have a heart for the Lord,
主就让我们失败
the Lord will let us
使我们能够把安静下来要他特定的时间
that we will quiet down and want his precise time
以致当这个事成就的时候我不 claim credit 我不说是我做的神唯一的荣耀
that when this thing is accomplished then I do not claim the credit but only God his own glory
所以这第一个神行事的原则乃是对付我们的不信
theFirst principle of his ways is to deal with our unbelief.
我们能够抓住每一个发生在我们周间的事情，抓住机会来学习信得过我的主吗
？Can we grab up every opportunity to and every circumstance to that we will believe in our Lord?
Trust in him.
And to trust in him.
我们能够真的相信他，起步。
If we can truly trust him, then we start walking.
然后我们就眼睛打得。开开的
Then our eyes are open wide.
看神要怎么做这个事
And see how he is going to work.
第二个
Secondly,
这个我们读两段的圣经哈
We'll read two passages.
路加福音第六章
Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章第三十八节
Verse 38.
路加福音第六章第三十八节你们要给人就必有给你们的并且用十足的升斗连摇带按上尖下流的倒在你们怀里因为你们用什么量器量给人也必用什么量器量给你们
give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
第二个是旧约最后一卷书，马拉基书第三章第十节。
Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10.
马拉基书三章第十节。
Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你，甚至无处可容。
Bringing all the things into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
你知道今年我们世界的人，包括基督徒，许多人都被钱捆绑。
In this world, including Christians, are being in bondage because of money.
我们都需要钱。
We all need money.
但是我们不需要被钱捆绑。
But we do not need to be bound by this.
说第二个神行事的原则。
So second principle of His ways.
先给，后得。
And you give first, and then you receive.
第一个卢加福音讲的，你们要给人就有给你的。
In Luke it says to give and it shall be given unto you.
我们的原则是，主你给我，我就给人。
And our principle is, well, Lord, give me and then I'll give to others.
神的原则是你先给。
No, the Lord said give first.
神的原则永远不跟我们一样。
The principle of God is always different from ours.
永远许多神的原则都是我们先动的。
Many of His principle is for us to act up first.
神说你给，你先给。我顾念你，我 cover 你。
And the Lord, for the Lord, if you give first, and then I'll remember you, I'll provide for you.
你的十一的奉献是旧约的。
The tithe is the Old Testament.
新约是全部。
In the New Testament is everything.
但是最少我们今天在操练，我们操练十分之一，说奉献，金钱的奉献，给主用。
But practice today, we still practice the 10%. It's for the Lord.
记得，我全部的钱都是主的。
But remember, all of our money belongs to the Lord.
我们是从主那里借来用的。
We borrow it from the Lord.
说不到我们随便用钱。
It's not up to us how we use it.
你今天求主开我们，全部钱都是他的。
That we, the Lord open our eyes to see that all money is of Him.
他可以全拿走。
It's His, and He can take it all away.
但我们跟主说，我们今天学习有十分之一一定送入主的仓库里。
That we tell the Lord that we want to practice that the 10% always go into His house.
所以我们也不是乱给。
We are not just giving it anyhow.
所以我们要祷告主，你要我给吗？
But we ask the Lord, Lord, do you want me to give?
谁有需要，你要我给人吗？
Is there anybody that there has needs? Who do you want me to give it to?
神的家，神的工作有需要吗？
His house, His work, is there any need?
我们愿意给。
That we are willing to give.
我跟弟兄姊妹说，这句话太好了。
This word is very good.
从我很年轻的时候开始操练到今天，这句话太宝贝了。
I exercise this word from my younger days. This word is.
你愿意给，你就从来没缺乏。
If you're willing to give, you have never have a lack of need.
我们从整天想着我没有缺乏，就我赚很多钱。
Our thought is that, well, if.To have no lack, that means I'll earn a lot of money.
神就给我一直赚钱。
And the Lord will give me to earn a lot of money.
但是，神给我学到的，乃是给我不需要花钱。
But the Lord teach me that I do not need to use money or spend the money.
我跟你们讲过，我搬到这个家之后没多久，我的马弟兄姊妹用的最多那个马桶就坏了。
When I went moving to the new house, the toilet that was used the most for brothers and sisters broke.
我们那时候想说，这个我们是在钱上出问题了。
Oh, I asked the Lord, did we have a problem with this money thing?
怎么是坏的呢？
How come it was broken?
我跟主说，我们愿意学，有错愿意被更正，要修还是要修？我们弟兄姊妹要用马桶的。
So he said, Lord, if there, we made a mistake, then we willing to be corrected, but the brothers and sisters need the bathroom.
把它关了一个礼拜，因为有人到我们家来，就一个礼拜后打开，到今天就没坏过。所以说走了七八年。
Because the people in the house, so we kind of closed that bathroom for a week, and then after that, when it was open again, after 7 or 8 years, it's never broken down.
你可以说那是很少的钱哈。
You can say that is a very little money.
但是 我们只是要看看主你的原则是对还是不对。
We want to see if the Lord's principle is right or not.
你不花钱，钱还是你就是神给你。
You do not spend the money, the Lord gave you the money.
所以你有很多很多人啊，他拼命赚钱，他拼命花，因不是他要去花钱，这个也坏，那个也坏，车子也坏，什么都坏。
Some people want to earn a lot of money, but you know, then they spend it all out too because they have a lot of broken things.
这个原则乃是对付我们的贪。
This principle is to deal with our greed.
你越先给，你发现你不会是一个贪的人。
To be able to give, then you see that you realize that you're not.
因为你看到在你手上的钱根本就没多少，因为你一直都是给出去的。
And in your hands, there's not much money because you always give.
奇怪的就是没少。
Interestingly, there is no lack.
你知道圣经有多少例子？倒油一直倒，怎么倒来倒去还有
？And oil keep pouring it. There's still oil in there.
你不明白这个原则原理是怎么来的
？You do not know how this came about.
但是我们如果在这里用主的话说，先给就给你。
But you use the Lord's word, give, and it shall be given unto you.
弟兄姊妹，特别年轻的弟兄姊妹，
Especially younger ones,
早早抓住这个原则。
To grapple of this principle early.
有一天你成家了，在你家中。才有基督掌权的机会。
When you one day when you marry, then there's an opportunity that the Lord will reign in your household.
我们愿意抓住机会，来操练说，我们给，主就给我们。
We want to grab up opportunity that when we give, the Lord will give to us.
第三个。
Third.
我们读几个圣经哈。
We will read a few passages.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章二十四节。
Verse 24.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abide alone. But if it died, it bring forth much fruit.
这里讲哈，我们讲过，你不要只有叶子，没有果子。
We said that do not have just leaves without the fruit.
这里讲你要结果子，你要死才结出来。
Here it says, in order to bring forth much fruit, you need to die.
我们翻到马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章二十二十四节。
16:24.
十六章二十四节，于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
第三个，哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第十到第十二节。
Verses 10 through 12.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death work in us, but life in you.
这里想先死后生。
First you die, then you live.
我们必须先死，后面才知道什么叫生。
We have to first die, then we know what life is.
你没死过，你绝对不知道什么叫复活。
If you do not know death, then you do not know resurrection.
这个功课我们必须学，我们才有可能被主用。
We have to learn this lesson in order that the Lord can use us.
这里讲这个死，不是我肉体的死。
This death is not our physical death.
那是讲到我们的魂的死。
That the death of our soul.
魂的死也是讲到我自己这个己的死。
It also talks about the death of the self.
我们只有这个己愿意死，神的生命才从我们身上能够显。
Only when our self is dead, then the Lord's life can be manifested.
他用一个麦子做一个比喻。
He used a corn of wheat as a parable.
麦子落到地里。
The corn of wheat fell into the ground.
它的壳很硬。
The husk is very hard.
它要在土里面慢慢这个经过阳光水分，它慢慢软。
And with the sunlight and water, it will soften.
最后破了。
And finally, it broke.
就是所谓的死。
Then it died.
就开始有生命出来。
And out of it came the life.
你知道，如果你拿个手电筒，拿一个大布把它盖住的话，那个光出得来吗？
If you use a big cloth to cover the torch, can the light come out?
只有在前面剪个洞，光终于出来。
Only when you cut a hole can the light shine.
我们要让主的生命在我们身上出得来。
We, in order the Lord's life can come out through us.
你知道，主的光啊。给我们这个魂生命包得紧紧出不来的。
Our Lord's light is wrapped and covered by our soul life.
我们这个魂这个体的生命就像那个壳硬得不得了出不来的。
The soul life, the self life is like the husk is so hard and the light cannot shine.
我们可以讲的话全部都是对，但是这个生命没出来。
We can say all the right words, but the life is not manifested.
所以我们常常讲道理救不了人。
And we often say that the doctrine cannot save.
只有你的生命能够救人。
Only your life can save them.
主要破我们这个魂坚固的壳。
The Lord wants to break this top husk.
如果我们这个人是想要有生有复活的经历。
If we want to have this experience of life and resurrection.
我们就要抓住机会，求主把我带到死。
Then we have to grab up opportunity and ask the Lord to bring us to death.
你要知道，我们魂是大的不得了的。
Our soul is very big.
你看彼得一大堆意见。
Peter has a lot of suggestions.
他跟着耶稣给了多少意见
？When he was following Jesus, he gave a lot of opinions.
在变化山，他看到什么这个摩西跟以利亚跟耶稣站在哪里
？The Mount of Transfiguration, he saw Jesus and Moses and Elijah.
他就有意见，建三个坛，三个棚。
And he was very opinionated. He said to build three tents.
我其实 brainstorm 一定找彼得。
Well, if I were to brainstorm, I would ask Peter.
他啥都有意见的。
He has so many ideas.
那他是建三个棚。
Three tents.
这次啊，神直接把他打断。
Lord to intervene and cut him off.
你不知道你在讲什么。
Peter, you don't know what you're talking about.
第二次说，主耶稣，我要钉十字架。
And second, when the Lord says I'm going to the cross.
哇，他的情感就发作了。
And his emotions rise up.
不行。
No, Lord, no.
老师，你不可以去死。
You cannot go and die.
这是主打断他了。
The Lord cut him.
撒旦退我后边去。
He said, Be far from me, Satan.
当有人问他，你跟你主人的你的父子要不要交税啊
？When somebody asks him, do you and your teacher need to pay taxes?
你会怎么做？回去问问老师要不要交？不要交。
How would you ask? You'll go back and ask the teacher, but he said no. Of course, yes, we pay taxes.
他也不会想想钱从哪来。
He didn't even think where the money would come from.
那回去又跟老师说，要交税了。
He said, teacher, we have to pay taxes.
这个就是我们很厉害的地方。
This is how the
跟主很多事情先斩后奏。
We all often do it first before we ask the Lord. It's so what a very strong.
他不认识他自己。
He does not know himself.
当主耶稣说，当仇敌要击打牧人的时候，羊就要分散。
The Lord said, when the enemy is to strike the shepherd and the sheep will all be scattered.
彼得怎么说
？What did Peter say?
大家都走，我跟到底啊。
Well, they will all leave, but I will follow you to the end.
我请弟兄姊妹千万不要讲这种大话。
Brothers and sisters, do not speak these empty words.
因为你讲这么大话，你倒得最惨。
But if you speak this way, you will fall very
badly. 他所看不起的那些人都没有犯这个错，就他三次不认罪。
Those who he looked down on did not make this mistake, but only he denied the Lord three times.
但因为这个，他这个硬的魂的壳打破。
But because of this, that hard husk of the soul is being broken.
基本上抬不起头。
He could not lift his head up.
说神三次把他挽回。
And the Lord came and restored him three times.
摩西曾经要用他的手。去拯救以色列人。
Moses was going to use his own hands to deliver the Israelites.
神根本不能用。
The Lord cannot use him.
因为他自己的力量能力太大。
Because he has great strength.
把他放在旷野40年。
So the Lord put him in the wilderness for 40 years.
现在什么都不行。
He said, I cannot do anything now.
80 岁的老人。
I'm an 80-year-old man.
神说我现在要用。
The Lord said, I'm going to use you now.
说我们年长的弟兄姊妹不要担心哈。搞不好就七八十岁，神说我现在要用。
So elderly brothers and sisters, do not worry, because maybe now the Lord can use it.
因为只有在这个时候，你终于发现我从头到底我都不行。
Because only now you realize that from the top to bottom, you have no ability.
当你发现我从头到底都不行的时候，你只有仰望主。
When you realize that completely unable, then you will look to the Lord.
神就再用摩西四十年。
And the Lord used Moses for the next 40 years.
你知道我们要被主用，我们这个坚固的这个壳一定要被打破。
We have to break this very hard and strong shell in order for the Lord to use us.
圣经还有两个人。
There are two more people.
一个叫做雅各。
One was Jacob.、
嗯、大家取名字都取 Jacob 最好了。
You can all give your son's name Jacob.、
啊、你看这个够坏的。
And it was very tough, hard.
嗯，这个差点讲不下去。你看雅各他够诡诈。
Jacob was very shrewd.
我们说他是他的己是一个坏的己。
That self is a bad self.
完全为自己。
It's all for himself.
说神一定要对付这。
So the Lord has to deal with him.
因为他要。
Because he wanted the Lord.
你看他尽量找机会就抠。拿到他哥哥所有的福分。
He used every opportunity to grab the blessings of his brother.
但他方法是错了。
All his methods are wrong.
他的心蒙主悦纳。
But his heart was being is pleasing to the Lord.
约伯。
Job.
好人一个。
He was a good man.
圣经一开始，东方有个义人。
And the Bible began, there is a righteous man in the east.
你知道，如果有些东方有个艺人叫马环，哇，这个不得了。
If one is there is a righteous man in the east, this person is 马环。
龚涛就说一定写错。
And 龚涛 would say definitely wrong.
说我们说圣经写的有个艺人。
But the Bible said there is a righteous one.
约伯是好人。
Jacob, Job was a good man.
但是你要知道，圣经要给他看到。他也是一个充满魂、充满己的人。
But the Bible wants to show us that Job too was filled of his soul.
这么好的一个人的魂也要被打破的。
Such a good man, and yet his soul has to be broken.
可能比雅各更难打破。
Even harder than Jacob.
因为雅各容易看到，哎呀，我就坏嘛，我就坏嘛。
Jacob can easily see that he is so bad.
约伯很难打破的，因为约伯说我很好，你看看跟他们，我比他好。
But Job would say, look at others, I am better than them.
我每天献祭的。
I have sacrifices every day.
你知道打破他有多难。
Do you know how hard it is to break him?
说到最后他能够讲，我以前风闻有你，今天亲眼看见你，说我在炉灰中懊悔。
So in the end he can say that I have once heard of you, but now I see you, so I repent in ashes.
这个第三点，先死后生。
The third is to die first and then live.
里面有一个很重要的，就是舍己。
And one important thing in there is to deny
yourself. 你要你这个己被迫的话，你要能够舍己。
That yourself be broken, you have to deny yourself.
英文 deny 就否定你自己。
To deny yourself.
我们所有的教育都是肯定我自己。
All our education teaches us to have acknowledge ourselves.
不要失去志气，肯定你自己。
To do not lose your will to have self-esteem.
但是圣经说你否定你自己。
But the Bible said that to deny ourselves.
己的事情就是说我都是只自我为中心的。
Self is that we are very self-centered.
照着自己的主张爱好去行的。
According to what we like and to do.
并且要别人跟我一样。
That for others to be the same as we are.
所以在这里我们看见，如果己不被对付的话。
So here if our self is not being dealt with.
我们没办法，神的家会被建起来。
It's impossible to build up the church.
我们说神的家让神掌权，除非己被对付。
For the house of God to be reigned by the Lord, and we have to, ourself has to be denied.
你发现行求他的果与他的义两个必须一起走的。
To seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, both have to go hand in hand.
你知道舍己这件事是跟心智有关的。
Denying self has to do with your will.
你要选择，我愿意舍己。
It's a choice to make that you choose to deny yourself.
刚刚祷告，很多人弟兄姊妹祷告要背十字架。
Many brothers and sisters pray to bear the cross.
弟兄姊妹，问问自己，我真的要吗？
Ask yourself, are you truly wanting this?
讲很简单。
It's easy to say this.
对吧？我们可能讲了一年、两年、三年、五年的，我要背吗？我。
We many of us speak maybe one year, 2 years, 5 years. Are we willing to bear it?
这个事情不是你讲多少。
It's not how many times you spoke.
我有没有找机会选择舍己，背十字架
？But have we grabbed up opportunity to deny ourselves and bear the cross?
我们如果选择要
，If we choose to want it,
这个很多人要骂我，我不还口。
When people scold us, we do not respond back.
我们人欺负我，我主，你与我同在就够了。
If others deal harshly with us, then all we want is the presence of the Lord.
我们总能够看到神要做什么事。
We can always see what the Lord is going to do.
说这叫做我找着机会，我愿意放下我自己，我愿意背十字架。
This is finding opportunity that I will deny myself, put myself down, and I carry my cross.
我们破的越多，神在我们身上彰显出来就越多。
The more we are broken, the more the Lord can be manifested in us.
所以这一点哈，这是第三点，那是对付我们的己。
The third point that is to deal with ourselves.
我们愿，但愿我们愿意这个抓住机会来舍己。
That we're willing to grab up opportunities to deny ourselves.
啊，我要讲最后一点，是第四个点。
Fourth.
啊，我们也是来看两段的圣经。
Two passages.
马太福音第二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音第二十章。第二十六节
20:26
下面一句话哈，你们中间谁愿为大的就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首的就必做你们的仆人，这个 OK。
But it shall not be so among you, but whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister.
彼得前书第五章
First Peter
彼得前书第五章
First Peter chapter 5.
第五节下边哈，下半段哈。
Second half of verse 5.
也当要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你升高。
All of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
这里讲到谦卑或者降卑。
It speaks of humility or going lower.
你就要知道，除了己，要舍己很难。
To deny yourself is very difficult.
降卑也很难。
To lower yourself is even also very difficult.
孔夫子教的谦卑都是外面做的。
Confucius talk about humility. It's all on the outside.
这个谦卑是从里面发的。
But this humility here, it's out of, it's in something that's inward.
第四个原则就是先降后升。
The fourth principle is to lower first and then be exalted.
我们发现圣经里面所有的原则都要我们先懂得降，主，这时间到了。
And all the principles in the Bible showed us that we have to lower ourselves first, and in His due time, He will exalt us.
一个不懂得降卑的人
，one who do not know how to lower himself,
他有一天坐在高位，他一定骄傲。
One day when he rises up to the top position, he will be very proud.
你看魔鬼就是整天要与神同等。
The devil wants to be the same position as the Lord.
这圣经都用作他非常的骄傲。
And he was very proud.
但主耶稣是从高位一直降到地的。
The Lord Jesus, he was on a high place, and he kept lowering himself.
他是神来做人。
And he was God, became man.
还被人杀了。
And killed by man.
但最后他复活，神把他升回高天。
But when he was resurrected, the Lord raised him up, exalted him to the heaven.
这是主的路。
This is the way of the Lord.
我们今天属主的人都要走这条路。
We who belong to the Lord, we have to walk this
way. 是我们信主之后。
After we believe in him.
就开始走一条降卑的路。
We start to walk this path, this descending.
不是一条高升的路，没错，我们与主都坐在天上。
It's not a way to go up in, Indeed, yes, we are ascended to, with him.
但是我们自己主观的经历里面，我们是一条一直降卑的路。
But in reality, our it's subjectively we are going lower.
因为只有这样子能够使我们不骄傲。
Only in such a way that we will not be proud.
刚刚读的圣经也是，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
That God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.
除非我们能够走得下去。
Unless we can go lower.
主能够把我们带下来。
Then God can raise us up.
不管在我们的工作。
No matter in our work.
特别在教会的侍奉。
Especially in the service in the church.
没有自己请缨说我可以做什么的。
And we cannot just self-volunteer to do something.
所有的都是因为生命显出来，人家邀请。
It's because the life is manifested, is revealed, then people invite you.
主耶稣说你去参加一个宴席。
The Lord said when you go to a banquet,
你看到一个高位你就坐下去了。
You see a high place and you sit there.
结果有人等到主人来说对不起啊，这个位置留给别人，请你过来坐这边好不好？
But the host will say, oh, this place has been reserved for somebody else. Please come down and sit over here.
多不好意思。
It's not very good.
主这么说啊，你就随便坐在一个地方。
God said you just sit in any place.
很不显眼的地方。
Not a one that is obvious.
主人把你请上去，哦，这个好。
When the master of house invites you up there, that's very good.
圣经的原则永远是降卑的。
The principle of Bible is always lowering.
如果我们有心说主，你能够用我吗？
That if we have the heart say, the Lord, can you use me?
在这么短的时间里面，你可以用得着我吗？
In such a short period of time, can you use me?
我们必须走降卑的。
We have to walk this way to lower ourselves.
约瑟的一生就是显明这个事情。
The life of Joseph revealed this.
他是爸爸最宠爱的儿子。
He was one doted by his father.
结果被卖去做奴隶。
But he was being sold to be a slave.
最后还丢到去当囚犯。
And he was jailed, a prisoner.
已经在人生从最高点到了最低点。
He already went in his life from the very high place to the lowest place.
神还要把他留在里面，留到他心中终于安息下来。
And the Lord kept him there until his heart rested before the Lord.
神就把他升成埃及的宰相。
And the Lord raised him up to be a prime minister of Egypt.
除了法老之下，这一人之下，全地都听他。
He was only under one, but the whole entire world has to listen to him.
因为他走过这个路，他上到那个位置，他不骄傲。
Because of the path that he has walked on when he was raised to that position, he was not proud in his heart.
他甚至能够爱那个害他的哥哥们。
He can even love his brothers who have harmed him.
这个是我们必须走过的路。
This is the path that we have to walk through.
我们愿意走这样的路吗？
Are we willing to walk such a way?
说我今天啊，我的负担。
So my burden today.
抓住机会。
To grab up opportunity.
求他的国与他的义。
To seek first his kingdom and righteousness.
让他在我身上能够掌权。
That he will reign in my in me.
在我家里能够掌权。
To reign in my household.
我能够选择舍己。
That I can choose to deny myself.
我选择降卑。
I choose to lower myself.
以致神把我摆在他的家里教会里的时候。
That when the Lord placed me in his house.
神的家也可以。
That the house of God can be reigned by the Lord.
在我们个人的操练里面，
in our individual our exercise,
我们愿意走信心的路，
that we're willing to walk the path of faith.
我能够经历先信后见，
that I can say we trust first, we believe, and then I'll see.
在我养生的事上，
in a matter of earning a living,
我能够经历先给他，先给就有给你的，
that I give and then will be given unto me.
我一直在跟弟兄姊妹讲补课的事情。
I kept telling brothers and sisters about this remedial lesson.
我们刚才读了一个，我们要在主里面生根建造。
That we have to be rooted in Him and to be built up.
这个是一个非常重要的功课。
This is a very important lesson.
我想许多人是需要补课的。
Many of us need remedial lessons.
有些人是第一次听的。
Maybe the first time you have heard of this.
但愿你能够求靠着主恩典往就。Take up and go, 就走了。
And that by the grace of God, you can take this up and start walking.
但如果我们一直让时间这样过去，
if we keep letting time just fly by,
但愿主怜悯我。
That the Lord have mercy on us.
我能够赎回我的时间。
That we can redeem our time.
我能够抓住机会，能够走上他要我走的路。
That I can grab hold of opportunity and walk the way that He wants me to be on.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，我们今年所有的追求只有一件事，就是认识我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that all our pursuit today is to know Him.
不是你读多少的圣经。
It's not how much Bible you read.
不是你听了多少的道。
Not how many messages you have heard.
参加了多少个聚会。
Or how many gatherings
you have done. 我们要知道，我们今天最底的一件事就是来认识他。
That is very basic thing. We have to come and know Him.
所以我刚刚跟你们读了一节圣经，我们是一定要来认识他。
That we have to come and know Him.
我们认识他才能够结果子。
When we know Him, then we can bear fruit.
我们才有能够求主给我有属灵的悟性。
Then we can ask the Lord to give us spiritual understanding.
每个人都有属灵悟性。
We all have spiritual understanding.
只差多与少。
Whether it's a more or less.
为什么有人多？
Why others have more?
因为他的心要主。
Because his heart wants the Lord.
因为他里面说主，我要来认识你。
Because his heart said, I want to know you.
说主就给他悟性多。
So the Lord gave the person more a spiritual understanding.
今天没有讲什么很深的一些道理。
It's not very deep doctrine.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹在先求他的果与他的义能够深深印在我们心里。
That is matter of seek first the kingdom of God and righteousness is deeply imprinted in our hearts.
不是在用我们的理性来分析啊，是一定要这样做吗？
That we do not use our intelligence to reason it.
那是我们能够在他面前做一个真正能够顺服的人。
That we will be truly one who is submissive to him.
我们低头有个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
说谢谢你给我们都能够在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you that we can be before your feet.
说让我们都能够是一个邀请你到我们心中做王掌权的人。
That we all be one who can invite you to reign in our hearts.
开我们的眼，给我们知道时间是紧迫的。
Open our eyes that we are pressed for time here.
说给我们彼此的激励，都起来抓住机会。
That we exhort one another that we will rise up and grab up opportunity.
我们能够跟上你的脚步。
That we can meet your footsteps.
说救我们赎回我们失去的时间。
Save us, Lord, that we may redeem our time.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 聚会都到此。